Tegea was destroyed during invasions by Silla in the year 562. Upon his conquest of Tegea, Silla divided the center of Tegea into Tegea-gun and Ili-gun, gun meaning county, in a bid to quell any potential uprisings. Goryeong, the capital of Tegea, was relegated to a mere county under Silla's rule, and the status of the people of Goryeong was reduced accordingly. In 757, Tegea-gun became Goryeong-gun, and Ili-gun became Seongsang-gun. Now take a look at the vessels in the top far left. Those are all artifacts found in Pakgongni, Seongsangmyeon. Where those vessels were found, roof tiles with the word Gukjang Temple engraved on them were found too, leading us to believe that a temple called Gukjang Temple had stood in the area. The name Gukjang signifies wishes for the country's longevity. Gukjang Temple was erected during the unified Silla period, flourishing into the Goryeo period. Sites of ferry landings along the banks of nearby Nakdong River have been discovered, indicating that prayers for the safety of people crossing the river by ferry were likely among the prayers said at Gukjang Temple. The vessels on display likely formed sets with kettles, bottles, cups, and similar items. Their sophisticated designs suggest that they were used to serve tea at the temple. Earthenware from the Silla period excavated in the Goryeong region does not exhibit the traits associated with Tegea. Now take a look at the small jar at the bottom center of the exhibit. Note the closely aligned vertical lines and the dotted lines between them. That is a specimen that has departed entirely from the traditions of Tegea. Experts believe it contained oil used for cremation. Now look to the right of the exhibit at the bricks with engraved images. Can you spot the face of a monk? That brick was discovered in Chusan Fortress in Goryeong, located behind the Tegea palatial site, discovered at the peak of Chu Mountain in Tegea-up. Judging by the flagpole stone pillars in Jisan-li at the foot of Chu Mountain, and the roof tiles discovered in the area, a temple called Mulsansa likely existed near Chusan Fortress. The face engraved on the brick on display may have belonged to a monk of Mulsan Temple.